We remember from last week the answer to Malachi's question, who can stand or we can stand, because Jesus tells us we can. We already have no fear. From the lessons today, we learn that God sent his prophets for us, for all people, back then and now and in the future. And God sent the prophets to teach us, to teach everyone about changing our sinful ways so that we can be ready, so that we can be prepared. And then next, we can ask ourselves, prepare for what? Prepare for the gift that God gives us and offers to us, eternal life, life forever. But why be prepared? Well, if we are God's children, and if we care about our relationship with him, and are interested and want eternal life, we are to recognize, we're to be sorry for, and change our, let's say, our less than obedient ways, our less than obedient behaviors, and then confess them, tell God, and he hears us. And then the why is, God forgives us. He's always right there, waiting, willing, and with loving open arms to forgive our sins. So what is sin? Yes, we know that it's when we do wrong things, when we do things that are against God's will, our less than obedient behaviors. But really, it boils down to that sin is all about not loving God first above all else, and not loving others as we want to be loved, and not loving others as ourselves. That's what sin boils down to. Now, in our college today, we know that the prophets, we learn and we know all that what God wanted us and wanted them to do. And plus, they loved others. The prophets loved others enough that they wanted to share all that they knew about God, their relationship, their love, and what they knew most of all, how much he loved all people and what he was offering. He wanted to share God's love, share his ways, and share his eternal life. So I'd like to just read the first line or so of the collect so we can remember. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace, give us strength to heed, to listen to their warnings, and to forsake, to give up our sins, that we may greet with joy, no fear, but with joy, the coming of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. So I was thinking to myself, okay, well let's relate it to something that we kind of know in our everyday life, or something maybe we've done or seen done. Have you ever heard someone, or maybe done yourself with either your children or children that have been in your care, you say, okay, we're going to be leaving soon. We're going to have to go. We're going to have to go somewhere else in about 5 minutes or so. So please be ready, please get ready. This helps the child. It gently tells them and warns them that, okay, something is about to change, something is about to happen. Kind of prepare them that they will understand, and they'll need to know that they have to change their mindset. We're going from this place to another place. We're going from this kind of behavior to another kind of behavior, and that it will happen. We are going to change. We're going to leave this place and go to another. So be ready. It's inevitable. Well, it's kind of the same for us. The Bible, the prophets, Jesus, all tell us what's going to happen. And they tell us how we should and how we can, if we choose, be ready. Kind of like John the Baptist is basically John did what God asked him to do and what God wanted him to do. He warns everyone. He gives everyone an opportunity, a chance to change, to repent, to give up their sinful ways and follow God, to try their best and to have a goal to really listen to know, to love and obey the Lord. And all for one purpose, not to scare anyone, not to intimidate anyone, but to provoke love from us back to God. Because God loves all people so very much. He loves us perfectly, totally, purely, and sincerely. And He loves us so much that He wants, He desires all people, everyone, to see His salvation, to have His salvation, to have eternal life. God loves us. Do we love Him back? This is the question we can ask ourselves today, during Advent, anytime, all the time. Do we really love God back? After all, that's what sin is all about. Not loving God above all else, and not loving others as ourselves. So during Advent and all the time, let's remember, let's respond to God with love. Let's be like St. Paul's community in Philippi. I'd love to answer or let it to be that last line. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of the righteous that come through Jesus Christ. So today and every day, let's get out there and produce the harvest of the righteous through and for Jesus Christ. Amen.